Burger. Thank you. Be ukah tuang ni bawa negeri balad mantiun. Negeri balad mant kun sama ukah holding. Isak udik isak ngah lock tuat. Inyebea kadip ta. Inyebu tingat. Nunaduk tauin miok. Allah wiyu cok. Nyuni anip tigini. Wap tigini pimak tumit pai juda. Nunakput. Tegu yu cipurun ni. Agalan. Dede balad man una. Tegu mani sabat zaksi ap kule. Inbet kami diarik slob mi sabakalunga. Kim apakiruk tuu walu aman nginyuit. Taksakadip tuwek tau bulunga sabak kama. 1980. Isaku disakani rapta. Ilagi yakput. Apakiruk tau di isi umarung. Ilapta inyupi akadipta. Imaguwib ko nung nagharak tayo ng dikalating sungabati. Inyubo kaya tamag ko sa mga kalawat kamasakal ng kikumirak pati. Kaya ko at ang nakso ko niyak pati tayo nasit na hindi pala at manik pikak tuwan. Tapos isumagalawa ama kiko dihirait kaluwa kamalo, iwakali kaluwa kamalo, makpiranik. Nutkaktakto nga. Sabag kaluwakto nga, inyupian nun, nutkaktaw tikakto nga, makpiralo ko ha, na may tiyak siro. Imagihap ko sumawat, nede walaan man ito. Inyuit, pimaktok tayo niya haluguli, titikom madigit, titik tadi. Tapala, kimigilululit, inyuhula ni Hilunga, George Edwardson Migilo, may Hank Migilo. Marramagwa na ito balad man, kililika kami at suman at atimukto ko ni Rawit Pisigit. Tapos pirati ut, isang utigap ta, isang utirut. Uwago realty office, inibiyat kami riyadi kong tigumila nga, kain nga bulo, biyayit kunun utaktislo. Takpap ko makpirabul ko tigumigay. Biyayit ko. Kamasa utakayo ito nga uwa nga, inyum pinga inyupiam pigim mau piwa bendian affairs kenyat kunik kanok piyo ilata pingit kay inyupiam piye kemerelo siupiaya imagayap ko makpirabot sumabat ataw chumukti aksigibot tabora pisuinigalo aktiluit. Biyayit ko nun. Ilingisagok, realty office, pigigat. Ano alumik, President Kakto, agalan, executive director ulo nga. Isagodigap tit, apakiruktak silot, inyugunan. Inyugurin niya nung tamawa, tatkani, sila diptigini. Naga, mani, city office mi. Naga, North Slope Forum mi. ASRC, UIC, kamigilo aksiru, magayap ko makpira sumit pat. Kaya tigumbi bagi. Sabad lapta, makpira at ilang ito marla, tawto ko nakatali aksiru. Pakitsilit yung nga, legal services ko ni itkaya. Ay malakas si D.F. Barami. Ilangan ni Dwarves isimarot list. Inyoy ko, Jack Chenowitz ko, piliw nga lang it, Mr. Volunteer Attorney. Utakilo nga takpo mo, agalaw ti aksiyit ka, anit si Winye isimarot, pitabrang nga. Agalan, dede balad man kumarot. napakakamir. Ilis mga nung asuli, tanto tuwas ni sabangarama, bakpirasalait, hotel alungumi, tabaduwa kapiami, ingalot. Kamirelungalat ka, Noslo Forum, temani, tanto tuwas ni kakubak at kaktuak, or Barrow Cooperative Association, may katukaktuak. Proman, tiyo sa kamang, yes, asim, tanto tuwas mi, at sikilu. Makpira din milis mga wait kasi may. Tapos nga hawda, ula ka luwit. Idaslarangan niya, itsakira ni ilo ni kaya matamani, kami ka luwit, makpira at pakit kalawak to. Agalaan ang minyo salak, ilis mga wait ka. Apakirok tao to ikahalo inyo pia nun. Imago wait kalawak to, sumi. Tunuli kahalo wait, chak chanawit smiktawara. Imalo alamik at kaktomik, tunuli kahaluit, kimigilo aksiwot, iba aksiwot, tambangalot, kanok, inyuit, pihilaw din it. Staktut, tabula, tamani, nunara kani aptigini, makpilaro kwa namay tsuktut. Kaya nesi mamada, kinigalo aptigit, kastapsan mik, tabura signing alak. Ubumiyo na suman kastap sa nulagalago makpirawarip ko kiligila ka kami doon at kaktit ka silangit suman ulaong ipisyo. Tabura wanga manit tura ulunga George Edwardson lo may Hank lo ang kwismuktok asi makpialiwin nyaksut. Ang mauti marait. Utkabel ka namun, pingitsiuk. Pingitsiuk, sabangitsiuk. Poin home may nagalan. Kaktuwing mo nagalan. Anaktuwing mo nagalan. Inyubot at out fluid. Piyutisi huluit, December 31st, 1982, tikin ngayon nga, makpirado ko wa, inyuit, piliangit, pakitsukuluit, pakitkiw. Tapala, kamigilo aksigibot, uwag wa kanuhuting, nede balaan man kanyangit kaksibat. Malalumag wa kanuhuting na hindi wala at matkalo ala kaming ina magkwanunawat ilangit title ligit kaksiwat na una makpira pinibiligo ukalo Point Hope Point Lay Have a Wainwright title ligit yun. Tadi duit kasih kan aku dikak. Nak kebayar apa ini? Nak kerelaane? Nunabut nama itu kasih. Nai dia balad man kenyang jat. Umur dia sejak tu ni wamne. Imeb ko nunagi galu aksi mau bersih. Angsa pasi ani ngalok. Mala, Noslo Poor Liwa ni ngani. UICU Liwa ngani. Olonet Corporation Liwa ngani. Naume makpirangit matatamakwa kanuk namai kaksiwat ilingisa tamakwa pikiniliwi. Iluit cuktut naida balad man kinyangayak. Nunak kiran magwa mara kanukuting title ngit pat. Imeb ko title ngit angsam kanyangarangit naga piyayim kanyangarangit naga state of piginirangit imeb ko sumit pat. akkuba nunagalaan taamna nuna kimun pigipiaqtilaanganik kangersiyubiñait kipput maqpiraamut iluaqsingaunnagit aasiwa summan naatsisuit pisa qimeqiluligapta aanualuum presidentuvuluni ilisimagait savaaqput nunaqpiginiguwa ilitsiqusukkaluaqtugut sumiitilaanganik PIM ilata tigummiraahaluit iliqsimavluit tammaqtillaavluit iñuk sagiloqillaavlugu piqaqanivilugu аммагуу савакэйчули экшинартук нуна тигилик сарсаатаарсилуни иньунми тайду карман канохолунимини биак натчингайппа тайду миник кабамаптагу тигуммигей Ilisimagaluaqutin pitquraliuqaluaqutin pitquraŋit ilingisa naamaanniqsu qimeqeluapki uqalulxinamik qimeqelunitkitka pitquraqum ilingisa solicitangisa pitquraliangisigun ilaata secretary of interior pitquraliangagun Kutsirinirtakkullu Congress of America pitquraŋagun munaqaġaluaġanersugu satqummiyuit kaik iqsivluting satqummiġaluaġumisigik ilingisa pigiyuviñaisimavluit savaktuŋa 2 years, 3 years, ngukulugu kiisamma, aanualugumun. Double executive director avulunga, contract compliance office avulunga. Agalan savatka tapkuunungal xinak, ingit kalawaktuak. Pimaak tukuliksunga, inyipiatka savakatigi lugili, savakati lugit. Kappiat tuktuat, marra kiniktua aluapkit. Immemna maqpiraalia sumiitpa. Samma how many thousand sheets atautsimuktuirugut. George Edwardson, May Hank, Uwanga. Allallo savaktitkumagua executive directoruma savaktitkalu ikayuguliqsut. Inugunullo ilaanni sumun. Kasimayyaaniaarumin savaamiginik kasimayyaaniaarum nunaaqqiirinun iñuit ullageluit immemna application linguraluortuatigin apeqeloqtartikkarsigitka katikkiut December 31st nguaanguraŋŋaan kat aitchuutigisuguluit qanoq ilaata PIM pigisukkeit апегэрортаарсигибут илингит пиае уввасумман вэлди департмент пиалоллан иньукъасуит писиун иньупиам питкурангисигун ила сумман вэлди департмент уллаутисуит писиунни маккунуга аппликейшн картуану канокитилаангинник сумунгатилаангинник kiusuitkaatigut uoluoqtaamna tigummiŋitkipput uvumiunna suva nunakputuva tigilikkiksi aitchuutigisiksi iñupiam nunaŋa restricted deed qartuaq taaksiqilugu naġga cooperation mut qaillugu nunaiyarlugu taitulgiyarlugu CIB projects nang ang maktit kisi. Nunayak tuak, nunayak tuak, noslaw po, ilisimagalol lang. Taidur liyat. Kanukki, government. Noslaw po, nunayin yakso. PIM. Pingayin niya kay. Ay tumayin niya kay. Nuna kirit. Nuna kakaniliwi. Pakat si sa taktot, makpiranik, katitkiw. Natsiak si miulo, pwede yuit kalulgin matiyot ki. Tapos pwede yuit yung ayan ni 6 months, sabak to nga inibiyat community alak slope me. Sabak tit ka, kanulwi yun ni, uomnik pwede ako niya tit ka. PIM, alakong sukun, pati sila halo, lada credit po, tam na. Akilaw di kaluak po, kawaman mi, lukak sila halo. Naga, pisi hulo, inuit, pilat kubuluit, nunamiginik, iloaksit kubulo, kawamak po, ayaw tiyalak to diluata. Sabalap ta ten na ilisimablu ding inyoit, akilak tila ati urun. Uwang ang nagaliksangit yung tuwakatika, sabang ngoktok. Agalan, tuwakatayat, tamalda, api yaminginin, ukaluminginin, atawraminginin, ang ayukaminginin, inyunialar, sabak kaluak to, sabak to. 6 months yan ni sabangis tayo na pwede alata. Ubogogogogor sa doon gawin sa wakto. Kabamakpot, iliktin niya at kalohalo. Makpirat tao ba nan ngayon. Isik tuhuraro at December 31st, 1982. Kilihira kako ni. Native Aladman. Pisigiblu. Pitkurangin niyik, iluan niyik PIAblu, Federal Government Gublu. Tain na aloha mata, kinaktuwa aksilit yung, kimikilo aksilong. Natsi sa aloha aktin na nga, at out simi, pwede sa aloha aksilit ka diut. Imma, titikkat kapsit, nat kalulgin madigit. Imma giyak 3 months, advance lang ng alo adiut 500. Tapura, uwag pwede niya adiut. Pwede kira asamma, 6 months una, piyo. Ang iro, ang iniyak. Asamma 1792 ang awa kami bilunga. Pwede ka ma, tawdukkap ko, suwasiw na 2 weeks. Kaya doon nga kalan. Contract compliance kung wangan nga. Simaw sa kilima. Executive director ako ngayon nga doon nga. Pwede, contract compliance kung wala nga, kinikto aksaktat ka. Ilangat. Suwaw na, $12,800. Ah, buwan ang kanok, si Web ko, PIH, kutukalaw diyan nga, apikirok tayo lead kaptik, mem na kanokulo din, kanokulo si, at out sila ka namin, pwede lead pick. Imago, makpira na maestudik, pwede, kaya lead yun, kanya yung ito. Iloak si ngayon ko din. Agalan, apikiruwit ka, umumiyo na, una, kanuhuni innaton, pwede ingok pa. You're fired!
Acting at you. Paying at you. You're fired.
Bakpilasi PIM Nunakun Ituat Realty Department Achudi Amanamat Kansaruk Utek Tinnealagala Waktakput ICAS Mun Utek Tinnit Kahalu Kimirelo Aksigaptio Sabaktit Kalo Ilo Aksigaptio Makpera datau cimukti ani kapti, ija saura sinangi. Faya rati. Aku bangun sule, December 16, 1982, utak kirunga pede germnik. United States government owes me. In the name of Realty Department. Ilingi sa United States hum. Akilak to nila nga. Tawala, atyakilu Realty Department. Nunakput, kauman guwawut, kemelo saktakput, ilitsiwayak sinaswilu kiyak, fayakati utawala. Kabrunga langa rusi tawara. Kemekelo ti rane apa yuk tapsi. Neida balad man me itok point ho. Ilanga suli sama point lem neida balad man me ituna kami. Kemekelo ruhra. Abanga wine ride room. Restricted deeds. Akilir nunamikun utkabe ordinary restricted teach liat tax section naga kamapta kanushuitke makpirat ireksimara aksinya halu Kamamakput suangat ilanga. Sibulillo at akaomi, umialillo at akaomi, sabaktillo at akaomi. Uwahi, United States, contract at ingaipin. Iloak si suhulu, uwanga, inigila. Nunagalo, pimaktukta, Uwam ni gacchigaligo, taitul le galigo, tigulla si syukhlu. Asi akkupak kailu. Kaitchukhuragay ga United States. Akkupak inibet kamili di arik slow. Tukungarok. Anualu tukutka.
Excuse me, Mr. Neocon.
Excuse me.
I think it's time to adjourn till after supper. And we have a rule at these meetings that we don't allow people to use the commission to make accusations against other people. And I think it's not fair to make accusations against anybody, but certainly not against Arnold Brower Sr. He's not here. And this is a dispute that it seems to me is one that doesn't really concern the Commission. We're here to talk about ANCSA, about land claims, the corporations, 1991, and allotments. And I think that it doesn't really help us. Well, and I don't think it helps you if we get into a local dispute that this commission can't do anything about. So what I'd like to do now is to adjourn until 7:30 because it's 5:30 and we've been here most of the afternoon. And I'll give you an opportunity to continue when we return, but I don't want anybody to to use this forum to come here to make accusations. I don't want it used for the purpose of personal recriminations against anybody. But what I'd like to do now is adjourn and to thank all of you who did speak this afternoon. It's been a very full afternoon and very useful. And we will come back to the North Slope Borough Assembly Room at 7:30 tonight. Everybody is invited, and this is the last evening that the commission will be here in Barrow. It's been a very busy 3 days, and we've already had more than 40 people speak. It's been very helpful, and anybody who wishes to speak is certainly invited to come down tonight. And I want to thank KBRW for broadcasting the proceedings these past 3 days. I think it's really been helpful to the people living here. So we'll adjourn now till 7:30.
Thank you.
Well, we'll start in a minute as soon as Eileen arrives. Well, I think we might as well begin this last hearing here in Barrow of the Alaska Native Review Commission. Eileen McLean is translating in the booth, and so these little earplugs are available if you need them. We've been here in Barrow since Tuesday, and we've been holding hearings at the Elders Conference and then in the evening for members of the public, and we're very pleased. 40 people have already testified, and so we've had a good cross-section of views about ANCSA and land claims and the corporations and the 1991 issues, transferability of shares, taxation of land, whether or not the children born since 1971 should participate in the land claim settlement. We have been spending a little time today talking about allotments. I welcome you tonight and invite you to participate. And if you, so we can get everything that you say down on tape here, if you wouldn't mind just coming to this chair over here to speak, then into this microphone here, then we'll be able to hear you. It can be translated, and I believe it's also being broadcast on KBRW tonight as well. So we're open for business. I don't intend to say anything at great length today because I have the feeling I've been talking for about 3 or 4 days, and it's time for me to finally to stop. So whoever would like to begin.
Thank you. First, I'd like to welcome you and your staff here to Barrow. It's been a long time coming. You've been around the state a few other places, and I'd like to welcome you here. For the record, my name is Jim Stotts. I'm from Barrow. I'm a member of the ICC Executive Committee. I represent Alaska along with Oscar Coagley. I work at ASRC as the corporate treasurer. I have served the residents of the North Slope at the North Slope Borough as an assembly member for 5 years, the last 2 years as president of the assembly. I resigned my assembly seat almost 1 year ago. I once worked for the ICAS, the Inupiat Community of the Arctic Slope. However, I must admit that I only got the opportunity to work at ICS for 1 day. I was UIC's business manager for 2.5 years. Anyway, as you can see, I've been actively involved in Inupiat business and politics in this region for the last 10 years. I feel qualified to speak to the issues before your commission, having been one of the originators of this work in the first place. I am convinced that this work, this commission's work, is of vital importance to Inupiat internationally, as well as to Alaska's native peoples generally. The issues that are being considered by your commission go right to the heart of the survival of Inupiat culture itself. Therefore, all testimony before your commission must be considered seriously and thoughtfully. I plan to submit further testimony on the legal, organizational, and technical aspects of ANCSA at a later date. The comments I would like to make tonight are of a more general and philosophical nature. The reason I would prefer delaying the testimony on the more technical aspects of ANCSA is quite simply the fact that ANCSA is a very complicated piece of legislation, including its amendments. In short, I think I need a little more time to come up with a more thorough presentation, which I will submit in writing at a later date. The comments that I will make tonight are my own. I'm not here representing any particular organization, including the organizations that I mentioned earlier as being affiliated with. I am a member of all of those organizations. I don't believe that there's anything sacred about any organization. An organization is only as good as the people that are involved in that organization and their goals within that organization itself. I view organizations as simply being tools of the people, nothing more. The organizational goals spell out the use for that tool. One of the biggest impacts that ANCSA has had on Inupiat has been the creation of many organizations that are of an unfamiliar structure. These organizations often have conflicting goals. People tend to over-identify with the particular organization they are involved with. The end result is conflicts because of these new organizations having conflicting goals. So we have situations such as the ASRC against the North Slope Borough, or the City of Barrow versus UIC, or the ICAS against the North Slope Borough, or whatever. You can see the United Tribes of Alaska and the Alaska Federation of Natives having differences. ANCSA kicked off most of these organizations. I believe that ANCSA has been one of the biggest disruptors of Inupiat culture in modern times in our long history. There is nothing traditional about these new organizations. The point is this. I believe that ANCSA should be amended to allow consideration of alternate organizational structures that are more traditional culturally. I believe that ANCSA was simply a land settlement. Inupiat received title to the land and money for lands that were lost. At this time, as you have heard, there are outstanding water claims in the United States courts. There is conflict in this state over subsistence priorities to fish and game. There is a conflict between the IRA governments and the state chartered municipalities, and on and on. The point I would like to make is simply this. All Aboriginal claims and rights have not yet been resolved. Only the issue of land claims has been addressed. Aboriginal and cultural rights are considerably more than a mere land claim settlement. This principle is fundamentally recognized in international law, and it is also respected by the United States government as well. All of these unresolved issues have become recently in Alaska what is being called the sovereignty issue. Until these other issues are resolved and further negotiated, it's my belief that ANCSA cannot be considered the final resolution of Aboriginal rights that Inupiat people have. I believe this principle must be put forth to the appropriate governments. I further believe that the majority of the testimony that this commission will hear throughout Alaska will have similar thoughts put forth in many different ways. In other words, ANCSA is an incomplete settlement of Aboriginal rights and should be recognized as such by all concerned. This is a major shortcoming of ANCSA. I would like to now make some comments on three of the so-called 1991 issues. These three issues are, number one, the problem of Inupiat born after the Act not being shareholders to the corporations. Number two, the alienation of stock, which is allowable in 1991. Number three, the taxation problem, which also arises in 1991. The reason I'm addressing these three specific issues is because these three issues, if not resolved, can lead to the ANCSA corporations falling into non-Inupiat control, and through this process, the land passes from Inupiat control. In other words, our people will lose control over our own way of living, which is dependent on the land and water for subsistence. ANCSA must be amended to ensure that the land remains under control of our people and not outside interests. At this time, you have probably heard several schemes as to how this can be accomplished. I believe that these discussions should continue because the best solution is still not there. What is necessary now is to establish the principle agreed to by all concerned that amendments are necessary and further discussion in this negotiation is necessary. I further believe that each region should have the right to settle these issues on their own. There is a reason that there are 12 regions. Inupiat are not Tlinkets. Aleuts are not Athabascans. We have different cultures and we each have the right to protect and promote our own cultures from our own cultural perspective. The last issue I would like to take up at this time concerning ANCSA is the issue of the ambiguousness within ANCSA itself. There have been numerous issues that have become points of conflict because the wording in ANCSA is so ambiguous. There have been court fights over gravel rights, whether gravel is a surface or subsurface mineral. There are many other such instances. I believe the so-called 7I issue to be a good example of what I'm talking about. The ambiguousness of Section 7I in ANCSA has resulted in one of the worst internal battles within the Alaska Native community. Millions of dollars were expended just in legal fees alone. This does not include other costs incurred, not to mention the hard feelings that have resulted. I do not think that anyone expected the ANCSA corporations to have to spend the settlement money that they received to spell out just what the Act means. There should be an amendment made to ANCSA which will clarify the remaining ambiguous language in the Act. Furthermore, I believe that the funds expended by ourselves in these conflicts due to ambiguous language should be reimbursed to us as a matter of right. So to summarize my general philosophical comments on ANCSA, I think that ANCSA should be amended to make possible the following. Number one, I think that it should be possible for each region to consider optional organizational structures that are more traditional culturally than the everyday business for profit corporate structure. Number two, I think it must be stated as a matter of fact that ANCSA is not a final settlement of Aboriginal rights. It is incomplete, and further resolution of Inupiat Aboriginal rights must continue. This should be put forth before Congress at the earliest possible time. Number three, there should be amendments made to the Act that will forever put to rest the issue of the loss of land from Inupiat control. Psychologically, I believe the single biggest fear that we Inupiat have concerning ANCSA is the fear of losing control over our own lands, which we need for subsistence purposes. Number four, I think that ANCSA should be amended to allow for further monetary compensation to us to replace the funds that ANCSA corporations have had to expend just to clarify the Act. The last topic I would like to address tonight does not directly relate to ANCSA as such. It is related more to the so-called sovereignty issue, in other words, the other unresolved Aboriginal rights. This is the question whether IRA councils, traditional councils, or state-chartered municipalities are the representative government of Native peoples. I want to be on record stating that, in my opinion, none of these three organizations that I have just mentioned are traditional. These organizations themselves are the result of outside, non-traditional legislation. We did not create these organizations ourselves along traditional lines. However, considering the three, I myself feel compelled to say that the IRA councils in our area, namely the North Slope of Alaska, are more representative of the Inupiat perspective than the state municipal corporations. The reason is very simple. It's simply because the membership to the village and regional IRAs is restricted to only Inupiat membership. Thank you, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might put forward to me at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Stotts. I wonder if we could have your written statement.
Certainly.
You can keep the cigarettes and the lighter, but here's the lighter. Oh. I wonder if you could answer a couple of questions for me. I don't want to get into what appears to be a local dispute about what happened to ICAS, but I gather ICAS was established back in the early 70s as a regional tribal government, and it wasn't much used once it became clear that the corporations were to be the recipients of the land and the money under ANCSA. When the whaling commission was set up, the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission, was it justified under ICAS, or have I misunderstood what happened?
As I recall, and I see that Percy Nusanganya is here and has been involved with the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission for some years. He's a whaling captain, and he'll correct me if I'm wrong. As I recall, the AEWC was originally organized by the various village whaling captains associations. And from there, then it evolved to a time where it became under the jurisdiction of the ICAS. I don't know if it ever formally went through going completely under the ICAS, but as I recall, the arguments at the time was that the AEWC was a representative of Inupiat hunting rights and therefore should be under the direction of the tribe in some tribal matter, and I think it went under ICS at that time. As I recall, there was a bit of a struggle over who should be sort of the umbrella organization backing up the AEWC. But in my opinion, AEWC from the beginning was intended, and to this point in time, it is a native organization composed of Inupiat. Am I right, Percy?
Okay. Fine. That's fine, sir. Well, we won't pursue that subject with Mr. Stotts. Not only in Alaska, but in Canada and in other countries, everybody read about the establishment of the North Slope Borough back in 1972, and it was the first Eskimo home rule government in the world. Its activities are well known throughout the state. In other regions, now you made the point that the regions have to be considered separately, they're not all the same by any means. In other regions, the issue of state chartered municipal governments or IRA councils or traditional councils, political institutions composed entirely of native people, has come up again and again. Do you think that the North Slope Borough is, do you have any comment on where the North Slope Borough fits into this whole panoply of institutions that we have around the state?
Well, the North Slope Borough, in my opinion, is